Boots and Benson, Boots and Benson, Boots and Benson. You can edit that, right?
No, I'm just totally going to leave that one in, dude. I'm leaving all this in now. Mm. You volunteered Boots and Pants, Boots and Pants. What is it? What did you say?
That's how you learn how to beatbox.
Oh.
Boots and Pants and Boots and Pants and Boots and Pants.
Do you know how to beatbox?
Mm. I've deviled a little bit. Kiddie pool area.
Okay.
Not really.
That's great, man.
Sorry. You know, I little background for Ryan. I've been a stay-at-home dad for quite a while. So there's been a few times where I've had some time to myself. So if you really get to know me, you're going to need some therapy.
I've known you for a few years.
Yeah.
And I don't need therapy.
No. Well. We're on the same dad level.
Yeah.
Okay, we're just gonna go into it. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's
like we don't have to do an intro. I can do an intro at the end and then edit.
Well, we are crackers and milk, and tonight we are talking about the greatest Disney animated movies, the best of the best, I guess. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cream of the crop.
Yeah.
Right. So we're going to do honorable, Ryan and Jake have some honorable mentions. And then after that, we'll go 5 through 2, just kind of like a little phrase of why we have our list five and two. And then we'll dive into our number ones. So
how about you start us off, Dave?
I don't have any honorable mentions. You guys do honorable mentions and then I will say an honorable mention I would put in is Jungle Book, because I do love the music, and that's the only one I can really think of. Okay. And then Chicken Little. I have to put that one in there because we have not talked about that. We've talked about it a little bit in another podcast, and we just talked a little bit about it, mentioned it, but I really enjoy Chicken Little, the music, the story, and how fun it is. Adam West.
Yeah.
When they shake the sodas at the end and he takes off, that's awesome.
Well, the play of off the original story of the Chicken Little story is It's fantastic. It's brilliant.
Yes.
I think it's just great playing off of the Sky Is Falling.
Oh yeah. And I love that part.
Yeah.
I love that part. Okay, you guys, I did 2 honorable mentions. Sorry, I didn't come up with more. Who wants to go first? Ryan, you go first on this one and then Jake will go.
All right. If you have a question, I'm fine with answering a question.
Okay.
Because I said that you might be shocked a little.
Okay.
But it's gonna be awesome. Honorable mention, Sleeping Beauty.
Okay.
That's
okay.
My top.
Wait. Hold on. But in The Princess, you had that number one, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the way he just rated his movies.
Yep. So the Princess movies don't really... I mean, I love them, but they don't really...
It doesn't do the whole scope of a movie.
Right? For me.
For you.
Right. Okay. Yeah. But I guess we're getting long into this, but the princess movies, I can sit there and watch, but it's not something that I seek out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Understandable.
But Sleeping Beauty, Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
And The Great Mouse Detective.
Okay.
And Black Cauldron.
Yeah.
Black Cauldron?
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not well reviewed
when
it first came out.
Not widely seen either.
But it does have a big following after one of those after following. What are those called?
Cults.
Cults. A cult following. Thank you.
Okay.
And, we talked about how Sleeping Beauty has all those aspects of a fairy tale.
Uh-huh.
Black Cauldron has a pretty good array of the same, maybe not so romantic, a little more dark.
Yeah.
But it's well written in the sense of medieval and the I don't know the artistic value to me is pretty good too.
Yeah.
If you go back and watch it, I highly recommend it. I've
never seen that. I need to see it.
Yeah. You should. It's if you're going to rate Disney movies, it's one to give a little bit of consideration. So.
Okay. Sweet.
Okay. Is that all your honorable mentions? Okay. The Jungle Book.
Yeah. Okay. That's a great one.
The Little Mermaid.
Yep.
The Lion King.
Whoa. Is it an honorable mention?
Yeah. For me.
Is it because of Hamlet? Because it's like a steal from Hamlet?
No. It's just.
Okay. Okay.
For me, these other ones are better.
Yeah. Okay.
This list is my opinion. I know it's not your based opinion. On anything other than what I like.
I was just asking about it.
No, okay.
It was interesting.
You have to be status quo.
No.
Yeah.
Sword in the Stone.
Mm, okay, yeah.
Like Robin Hood.
I like both of your guys' things. Black Cauldron is the only movie that I really need to watch because I've never seen it. But so Sword in the Stone... I do like the fight between Merlin and the witch. I like that fight.
The Marvelous Mad Madam Mim. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. I like that fight in that one. I do.
Yeah. The Wizard's Duel.
Yep. Okay. So I'm going to go first with my top five, with 5 through 2, and then Ryan, you, and then Jake.
All right.
Is that okay? Because I need to go first one time, or I need to go first. My number 5 is Beauty and the Beast. Because I can seek that one out. I listen to that soundtrack a lot still. Like, Belle Song is just something that I just listen to a lot.
Bonjour?
Yeah, Bonjour.
You know the thing about that movie? Mm-hmm. It's a tale as old as time. You know the songs in it?
Yeah.
They're as old as rhyme.
And my number 4 is Wreck-It Ralph. I just like it. You know, I relate to Wreck-It a lot. Saying the wrong things at the right at the wrong time, but it turns out it's at the right time. And then number 3 is Incredibles. Really like that one. You know, it's a great superhero movie, but it's also a good family. A realization movie for some of the things and working together as a team. I've always tried to be a team player in sports. And so it's like different aspects of other people coming together and making this great team and using each other's skills. Like I enjoy that. And then number 2 is Lion King.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Based on your reaction to my honorable mention, I thought that was going to be your number 1.
I thought about it, but then it was like, well, do I seek that movie out? And a lot of times I don't seek it out to watch it. There's one that my number 1 I seek out to watch it because I enjoy watching it, but Lion King, it's like, well, it's a great movie, but it's just not enough for me.
All right. Good list.
Moi?
Yeah.
You're right. Oh, yeah. Dude. I guess we predetermined that. Okay. Yeah. Number 5.
Yes.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Nice.
Mo Wreck-It. Yeah. Just the comedic genius and the casting.
Yeah.
All came together for me. I'm a child of video games, love the video games, and all those aspects really put it together for me for a top 5 flick. And that's one of those movies I can watch at any point and finish it. So, yeah. Number 4, Sword in the Stone.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a movie.
What's your favorite part in that movie?
Well,
or do you have a favorite part? Or
yeah.
One that sticks in? Okay.
Yeah. Archimedes.
The educated owl.
Yeah. When he's teaching him how to do the alphabet. There's plenty of other
ones, but that
one, but that sticks out
more
right now at this very moment. Yeah. But
I like the little sugar dish.
Yeah,
getting full of himself and Merlin talking him down.
Yeah, and Merlin getting mad at all his dishes and books and everything. It's It's a good movie. It's probably the movie that I've watched the most in my life.
Okay.
Yeah. It's something that we owned at home, and I probably had it in for a while every day.
Yeah.
So, really good movie. A lot of fun. Number three, Up.
Yeah. Tearjerker on that
one. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's probably why it's my number three. Yeah. Just thinking about losing my wife and how they grew up together.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's right at the first of the movie. Are you kidding me, Pixar? Oh,
that's Pixar, man.
I mean, you can you go back through a lot of Pixar movies, and they don't really tearjerk you till like towards the end, usually.
Oh, yeah.
But that's at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then, you know, hello, I am Doug.
Yeah. Squirrel.
And was it the Rottweiler with the high voice?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
No, it was the Doberman Pinscher.
Doberman Pinscher. Okay, thank you. Yeah. Yes. Oh, my gosh. So funny. And then the Boy Scout.
Yeah. Russell.
Over at Magic Kingdom, they actually have Russell as a character there that walks around. And you can earn merit badges throughout the park.
That's awesome.
You wouldn't think that movie would resonate to the parks, but they put it in there like that. It's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
So when I first saw it, the question I had is, how is that guy still alive? Because he went down to the South American jungle when they were kids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was... Yeah, it wasn't how he flew the house down there. It's how is that guy still alive?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
I don't think that's involved in the Pixar theory.
No.
Maybe it is. Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Anyways. My number two is Toy Story. The OG.
The one.
Yeah.
The one that really kind of started all for Pixar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pretty much. I mean, they had a few things before,
put them on the big time.
Gave them some legs. Yeah. So they can, numbers. Their budget was $30 million. They made $191 million. So that kind of.
Just in the U.S. market or all?
That's all over.
That's all over.
That's just in theaters.
Yeah.
So pretty good profit.
And then what came after that made tons more money.
Yep. So they, It's what started the whole Pixar thing, and they had some good stuff before, but it wasn't backed by Disney, and
wasn't the same.
Yeah, yeah. but I think John Lasseter is a brilliant person, and Disney thinks so as well because they made him a themed land.
A themed land.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What?
Disney California Adventure has a Cars land.
Oh. Wow.
And that's for John Lasseter, because that's his Cars is his movie. He's in love with Route 66, and I think he's directed two of those Cars movies. Now the Cars movies to me aren't.
Please tell me he didn't do Cars 2.
I don't know. He did not, and I think that's why he came back and did Cars 3.
Never do the main movie. Yeah,
main sequel.
Well, you never do a main actor as Larry the Cable Guy. Like, you don't have him as the main actor.
No.
You have somebody else as the main actor. I've watched so many of his movies.
That's what I thought was really weird about Episode 2.
Yeah.
Cars 2 is that it was more of a Mater movie.
So, in my mind, 2 doesn't even exist.
Yeah.
And the movie we call Cars 3 is actually Cars 2.
Do you think they'll come up
with Cars 4? Well, I just wanted to be a superhero.
Do you think they'll come up with a Cars 4?
Why would they?
I'm just wondering.
I don't think the characters resonate.
McQueen retired.
With people like the Toy Story ones because
yeah.
Saw the little teaser trailer for Toy Story 4 today.
Oh my goodness.
That's pretty cool.
Did you see the one where
the Spork? Forky? Forky the Spork?
Did you see the one where they have Key and Peele?
Yeah.
That one?
Oh, my gosh.
Where they, like, make fun of Buzz Lightyear's...
Mm-hmm. To Infinity and Beyond.
Yeah. No. That one's funny.
What does he say? You have to watch it because it's...
Okay.
Says something about somebody, like the wife or something, doesn't it? I've only seen it a couple times, yeah. So I couldn't, like... But it's pretty funny. And then Buzz and Woody come in.
It's to infinity and beyond. What, that's stupid or something like that. Yeah. Like, it's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, that one was funny.
So that is my 5-2.
Sweet.
All right.
Jacob.
The Emperor's New Groove is number 5 for me.
Nice.
Like, we talked about in the last episode.
Yeah.
Oh, just a funny, funny movie.
Yeah.
Number 4 is Aladdin.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a really good one.
It's a dirty movie.
A dirty movie?
What?
Yeah. He says take off your clothes in it.
Yeah.
Well, it's take off and go, but... When I was a little kid, you know, when you listen to, like, music and you're like, it's these lyrics, I swear, and then you just find out what it really is, you're like, oh.
Yeah, no.
I'm an idiot.
So, this, Aladdin really, the voice actors kind of changed after Aladdin because Robin Williams was a well-known actor, and so they started getting...
Well-known
actors to do the voice.
And he was the perfect genie.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect genie. Like, perfect. You look at anybody else, it's like... Like, and that's what I'm afraid of, because isn't Will Smith
the genie? Will Smith is the genie.
And that's what I'm a little afraid of, because it's like, he's just not... Well, he doesn't have...
I'm excited to see it, but... Yeah.
At California Adventure, I keep going back to all the parks. They have... they used to have... Broadway Aladdin, and the genies were always hilarious and they were funny, but it just wasn't Robin Williams.
Yeah.
And you're just waiting for Robin Williams' voice to come out, to make that extra, level of hilariousness. Mm-hmm. But I mean, don't get me wrong, the genies are pretty good actors, and they were really funny and they had their own touch to it. But it's nothing like Robin Williams.
Like, I went and watched Shrek the Musical. And they had this donkey, and he was funny, but it's like, Eddie Murphy's just so much better. Yeah. Just so much better. Yeah.
Okay. Number 3, Hercules.
Oh, man.
I love how they had the muse be gospel singers.
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was just so different than any other Disney movie at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, nice.
Because as we discussed a couple weeks ago, I wanted to be Prince Philip. I wanted to slay the dragon and kiss the princess. That's who I wanted to be.
But you could always think of it.
I just need to learn how to waltz so I can meet, a beautiful stranger in the woods and start singing and dancing with her. Well,
I thought that's how you met.
Is that how I met my wife?
Yeah. Oh. Well,
almost.
When we talked about that a couple episodes ago, the fairies, Flora Fauna and Meriwether, and I went back and kind of watched it and relived it through my mind, and just how funny they were with it. But at the same time, they had some pretty sweet moments too. At the first of the movie and at the last. So
that's
true.
So that is my 5-2.
All right, so my top one is WALL-E. Actually, it's the one that I usually watch. If I'm not watching a war documentary, I'll watch that one on Sunday. I'll just watch that one every week. And, at first it just didn't, there were, the theme of wasting the earth, wasting our resources, or the taking the resources away from the planet and all that stuff was that's a big theme. But then other themes like human-to-human contact, human-to-human dialogue, and that sort of thing, where I was talking to someone today and I thought of a robot forcing or helping people know how to reconnect in that type of form was funny, was really good. His love for the bug, the cockroach, and caring for that. It's like, why aren't there more cockroaches in that? There's just one, but there's...
It's a lone survivor.
Yeah, the lone survivor.
All cockroaches survive anything and everything?
Yeah. So the one, and then also at the end where you see a lot of plants instead of this one, because the whole time, the whole movie, you're thinking, there's just one plant. There's no other plants. But then you see a ton of more when they show it. And then Jeff, I think it's Jeff Garland. He plays the dad on Goldberg's. Okay. He's the captain.
Oh, yeah.
He's the captain. And where he has this... He has these moments where he's finding out about Earth. He's finding out about this. And then, like, they come to Earth. And, like, he's like, yeah, you plant this. And you, a pizza comes out. And you're just like, no. And then, like, looking through social media and all that stuff where at the certain point where everybody says, oh, go, instead of red, go blue. Everybody's doing it. So everybody changes blue. Like, looking at social media, you look at, like, people and girls and all this stuff where certain makeup, this is the makeup you need to look like. Mm. This is what you need to do. You're just like, well, why are you so uniform in this? The compliancy. And then, like, Wally just comes in and just throws a wrench into everybody's plans and makes everybody, you know, it makes me think about stuff. And then you have Eve where you meet her the first time and it has this, like, in my mind, when I was watching it, I was thinking of the romantic flight of Astrid and the guy from How to Train Your Dragon, Hiccup, where they had this nice flight, and then they have a romantic flight. Like, even Wally has a romantic flight with the fire extinguisher. Yeah. And then you have Wally trying to win her hand, kind of basically. You have Louis Armstrong with Eva LaRose or something like
La
that.
La Envie Rose.
Yeah, that is La just a great love song or a great song in that sort of sense.
Perfect for that movie.
Yeah, like the soundtrack, the score was really good because it fit into this robot type of world.
Yeah.
And then catching that ending with, like, those people grabbing those kids at the end, and Eve showing Wally, like showing her care for him when he gets crushed, and then you're just thinking, oh, he's gone. Like, Wally is gone. And so he does all this stuff, and he's like, oh, hey, here, I don't care. And then she does something. Was it Kit? What do they just put, or does she hold his hand? I think it's holding his hand, right?
Yeah.
I think it ends up putting the fingers together.
Yeah. And then he...
And then the spark.
Yeah, and then it comes back. It's like, oh, that's great. Wally came back. Yeah. Wally came back, and so, yeah.
What I like about that movie is for, like, the first 45 minutes, there's no talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just him being naive about some of the stuff. Like, you know, he finds a frisbee and all this stuff. He finds all this stuff where it's like, we know what they are, kind of like what the Little Mermaid is, like, oh yeah, hey, the fork and all this stuff. We know what they are, but he doesn't know how to do it. So, like, I thought that was really, I like that stuff.
The first movie, Eve is basically a robot.
Yeah.
And then she evolves.
Yes.
Pun intended. And then, like you said, everybody just kind of falls in line.
Yeah.
All the humans.
Yeah.
What else do I like is that we could potentially get there.
Yeah.
It's a thinker. It makes you think of, like, yeah, we consume a lot.
A ton.
You know, with working in retail.
Yeah.
Just how much, so, and especially nowadays, people would rather just go buy something new instead of trying to fix it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy to think that that's where that universe went. And I mean, it shows that that things went wrong with the president.
Yeah.
And I thought it was pretty weird that they put him as a live action actor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's this.
But shocking to me as far as a Pixar animation. But really good movie that resonates and that can make you think and make you want to change.
Yeah, definitely. Because you don't want to end up as a fat person floating around in a chair.
Yeah, with small bones. Like basically no bones.
Yeah. And the comedy was really good in it, too.
Yeah.
Funny movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, good choice.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Number one?
Yep, my number one, man. Number one.
Well, you're up. My number one is The Incredibles.
Nice. Okay.
That was a great choice.
Jake is the fire that lit my fire in the universe of superheroes a few years ago. And I don't think I wanted you to leave that night. Like you had to like force yourself to leave. Like I had you in my clutches. Don't go, Jake. I have so much more to learn. But when Incredibles came out in 2004, I knew I had to name a son Dash. I have a my third boy, his name is Dash.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And actually, his name is Dashiell after the movie, Dashiell Robert Parr. Now, my son's middle name isn't Robert, but we had to look up the spelling and everything. So
I understand completely. I named my daughter Veronica because I had to have a child with a comic book name.
There you go. Yeah.
So
another reason I really like Incredibles is the director, Brad Bird.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant mind.
Yeah.
And
he did both of the Incredibles, right?
Yeah.
And then did he do more than just those two, or he just did really those two?
So he did Ratatouille.
Oh, okay.
He's been a director on Simpsons.
Oh, yeah.
And Ghost Protocol, Mission Impossible, Ghost Protocol. He directed that too.
Oh,
yeah, wow. Which I thought was a great movie.
It was.
A lot of fun. But he ended up writing this movie because he's the writer as well.
Yeah.
It's his brainchild. Yeah. And side note, does the voice of Edna Mode.
Yeah.
They actually had an actress come in, like kind of a high up actress. I can't remember her name, but she was trying to do the part for Edna.
Yeah.
And she heard Brad Bird doing it. She's like, why do you need me? You've already got the voice for it.
Yeah.
So anyways, so when he was writing this, it was when he was struggling to balance work and family.
Yeah.
And that kind of goes in with Mr. Incredible and his family issues and him trying to find his place out of superherodom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it also won 2 Academy Awards, 2 Oscars.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was a big hit. I mean, I don't want to be a trendy person and follow the crowd like in Wall-E, but...
Wall-E? He's going to have something different.
No, I'm just saying me liking the same movie as everybody else, but Incredibles really got to me. I love just the whole flow of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best superhero movie
ever. Do you
ever
find yourself like being like relating to Mr. Incredible? Is that why like he speaks to you a little bit more, or is it just more of like your like the research that brought it out, or Jake talking to you about superheroes, that sort of thing? Like what? Like,
well, everything building up to that point. Because when that came out, I had one child.
Yeah.
And I think just, I wouldn't say the superhero part of it, but being out of shape.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then trying to get back into it, and you pull your back muscle, and and then, you know, working in the mundane world.
Yeah.
Going through the flow of an everyday job like that. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess I could relate to a lot of the movie and my wife still being a super hot, stretchy lady.
Yeah. I was wondering
It's a great movie. I think that, everything that, adds to it is, you know, with Frozone.
Yeah.
Frozone being the actor or Samuel Jackson.
It's my super suit.
I am the greatest good you'll ever get. It's for the greatest good, the greater good. Oh my gosh.
The greater good. I am your wife.
Yeah. Schedule ever. Well, and the coolest thing about it, I feel, is the end of it.
Yeah.
With the Underminer. And they hadn't had, who's that voice there?
John Ratzenberger, yes, or something Ratzenberger. Like that.
He's in all the Pixar movies.
The lucky charm for Pixar.
Yeah, pretty much. And you're like, when is he going to be in it? And all of a sudden, he's in it right at the end as a bad guy. And it's the first, I think, and the only time he's been a bad guy as far as his voice is concerned. Yeah. So,
Well, the second time, because he's Underminer in the second one, right?
Yeah, but I said the first.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
But, my bad. And that you know, you kind of go through it, and they, what was it, 14 years?
Yeah.
13 years since between the two movies. And it kind of left a little bit of a cliffhanger. You know, they're probably going to make another movie, but they ended up not making it for quite a while.
Yeah.
Like, before I saw Toy Story 3, I was like, I don't need another Toy Story. I want another Incredibles. Give me another Incredibles.
Yeah.
But after seeing Toy Story 3, But, yeah, Incredibles is awesome. And when you asked him if he related to, you know, Mr. Incredible.
Yeah.
I feel like I relate to Syndrome more than anybody.
This opens another can of, like, why would you relate to him?
Go home, buddy.
I'm just wondering on that.
Because everybody's hero has let them down at some point.
Yeah.
Now, he reacted to it bad.
Yeah, it was based on his choices and all that stuff. Yeah, like, yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah. You mean Michael Jordan being a womanizer?
Yeah.
That was a bad thing?
Well, if Kobe looked up to him, and what did Kobe turn out to be? Just wondering.
Well, I'm not a womanizer. Hey, that's perfect. See, Kobe chose the wrong way.
Yeah, you chose the right way.
And Syndrome chose the wrong way to react.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Exactly. Art imitates life, or life imitates art.
Yeah, always does. Always will. Do you want to talk more about?
Well, just this, the whole comedy of Edna Mode in it.
She's funny.
I do wish they had a little more of her in it, but it was.
Do you think if there was more, it would be too much of her?
It might be overwhelming. And I bet you there was probably more of her in it, and it's probably just enough.
Who do you?
But
so
it's like the turtle in Finding Nemo. You had just the right amount.
Yeah. Where it was
crush.
Yeah, crush. Yeah. Like, would you say, like, in this movie, because I asked you guys, like, with one of them, like, who do you think won the movie? Like, as the character or as the voice actor, who do you think would have won that movie where this was the best, they stuck out, I loved all of their things in the movie?
The action sequences, for me, the action sequences of Dash.
Okay.
I mean, super strength is great and all, but being fast and, I mean, when Robert, or I guess Mr. Incredible, throws the football and it's like way up on the hill and Dash is there an instant and he's back in an instant. And then when he's putting the tack on the chair of the teacher, he moved. See it? Oh,
yeah.
It is. That's, I mean, I would love, and The Flash is Barry Allen.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's my name. Yeah. I don't know last if we're are we saying names on the air.
Oh, you can.
Okay, well, my last name's Allen, so. Yeah. Anyways, that's who stuck out for me, Dash.
I also liked him running on water, like him realizing running scene. On water, you're just like, whoa.
And then like so Violet coming in.
Violet coming in too, where they it's a gerbil and a hamster ball or a hamster.
Yeah.
Ball.
No, there's certain scenes in cinema history that really resonate to you.
Yeah.
One of them for me is the scene when Slave One releases the bomb, the sonic bomb, and it makes that noise. Yeah. And the other one is when Dash starts running on water and he's like surprised over it. And he's like, this is awesome. Right. You see it on his face. He's like, this is the coolest thing ever. And just him running through the forest and then, you know, like the water scene, it's just pretty cool.
He puts his hands up to fight.
Oh yeah. And he hits the guard.
Yeah. He's like, oh, great.
Great movie. Great mm-hmm. choice. Mm-hmm. Great choice.
Okay, Jacob, you're number five. You're number one.
My number one is The Great Mouse Detective.
I felt that I saw this coming.
Yeah.
And it's a great movie. It really is.
Yeah.
So, a little background on why I feel it's the greatest animated movie is it saved Disney's animated
studio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we wouldn't have Oscar-nominated Beauty and the Beast without The Great Mouse Detective. We wouldn't have blockbuster Lion King without that. We wouldn't have the merger with Pixar
yeah.
without The Great Mouse Detective.
And then with that, we wouldn't have what we have now with like Marvel and all this other stuff because exactly. then they became bankable because of The Great Mouse Detective.
Because, right? little background, after the Black Cauldron, a bunch of artists at Disney left because they felt like the Disney wasn't doing what Walt wanted anymore. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so...
Michael Eisner
brought in... Disney brought in Michael Eisner, and mm-hmm. they were seriously considering getting rid of the animation studio.
Yeah.
That would have been crazy.
And so Disney they...
Absolutely crazy.
He approved one last movie, and that was The Great Mouse Detective. And honestly, even if it didn't do all the other stuff, yeah. I love that movie.
Okay.
It's Sherlock Holmes. It's,
yeah.
I mean, Vincent Price as the voice of the villain. He is, to me, the best villain's voice.
Yeah.
Out of
anybody, like Jeffrey Irons, everybody, Jafar, mm-hmm. whoever did Jafar's.
Yeah.
Anybody's.
It's Vincent Price.
Vincent Price.
Well,
yeah, no,
his voice scared me when I was a kid, and my sisters were watching the music video for Thriller.
Oh, yeah.
So it just resonated with me and The Great Mouse Detective. And that is a dirty movie because there's only a couple songs in it. One of the songs is the stripper song.
Yeah.
And she does say, "Hey, fellas, I'll take off all my clothes." That's nothing I wouldn't do.
Yeah. Maybe that's why it brought him out.
All right.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I mean, it's a really good movie to sit there and watch. I don't think it's something that the majority of people would go after,
yeah.
seek
yeah.
after and watch. Mm-hmm. But I feel that the three of us, this is our show.
Yeah.
I feel that the three of us would seek it out
yeah.
and watch it.
Yeah, I've had to seek it out more
right.
because of Jake talking, because you talked about it, and it's like, okay, I have to give this more of an opportunity.
Yeah.
And like, yeah.
And just the best part of me is when Radigan's got him trapped.
Yeah.
And then Basil's like, oh no, I messed up. And Watson, whatever his name is, I can't remember his name. But he's like, why don't we just set the trap off now? And Basil gets the crazy idea.
Yeah.
And he sets the trap off early and it saves everybody. And they're like, he gets into his coat and smile.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that's classic Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
I mean, Sherlock Holmes is really smart and stuff, but he couldn't have done all that stuff without Watson.
Yeah.
And exactly. And that brings that into the whole Sherlock Holmes books. So, yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yes.
No, I've read the first volume of Sherlock Holmes,
yeah.
and it's fascinating. So, like, with Great Mouse Detective, yeah, like, it does have those characteristics. And then also you watch the Robert Downey Jr. Sherlock Holmes, and then you also watch Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah. Benedict Cumberbatch.
Sherlock Holmes, and it has that feel to it.
Yeah.
It has the old time feel of when he was when Doyle was writing it and all that
yeah,
stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they borrow Sherlock Holmes's dog.
What's his dog's name?
I can't remember. Is it Toby? No.
Oh. I don't know.
I can't remember. Sorry, folks. I came unprepared.
I wouldn't know. Okay, so besides all the other stuff that it came, like, you know, it helped Disney. It's a great movie. Does, and what speaks to you with this movie? Like, what speaks to you personally? Like, why does it resonate with you? I guess that's the question.
I don't know. It's...
Is it because of, like... You admire Sherlock Holmes so much because of his deductive reasoning, and then it's like that sort of thing?
It was funny to me. The action sequences are great. The final chase in the clock tower was intense for my young self.
Yeah.
When Radigan finally became the rat of his name and was chasing him and, just... Everything about the movie, I enjoy.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Right. I've always said it was the best animated movie, even before I knew it saved Disney.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
I could see that.
You know, you go back to Vincent Price's voice. You don't hear anybody impersonate him.
Yeah.
Because it's so unique.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that just came to my mind that, because I do a lot of impressions. And that just came to my mind that, like...
You can't do a Vincent Price.
I was just trying to, like, calculate it in my head of how to do it. I'm not even going to try because they won't do it justice. It'll just be a flop.
Yeah. And, like, in Edward Scissorhands, because I know he was in that one. Yeah. He was the dad, and it's... Yeah, that voice is...
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you could count, for me, like, some voices where it's like, that can never be changed. Like, James Earl Jones, like... No one, when he dies or when he ever passes away, it's like no one can be Darth Vader. Like, I'm sorry, it's like it's only James Earl Jones in it. You know what?
No. But yeah, so that is my number one.
Nice. That's awesome, man. That's awesome. I think these are great number ones. And hey, okay, just one question. Out of these three, so you have Great Mouse Detective Wally, and then you have Incredibles. Would you guys, which one would you seek out first? Would you seek out your number one first, or would you seek out the other two? No, I'm just wondering. Just asking
after this
question.
After this show, or before it?
Anytime. After, before, whatever. Like, what about before? Before the show, what would you say? Would you just seek out your own?
Yeah.
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 But after hearing your opinions?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably go after probably the Great Mouse Detective.
Yeah.
I could see. Just because I haven't seen it for such a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I do admire that movie.
Yeah.
It's somewhat nostalgic because it's a movie that I did watch a bit growing up. And. Mm-hmm. But it's something that I haven't seen for quite a while. I have seen Wally a few times.
Yeah.
And another, I go back to the Disney parks. You don't see any Great Mouse Detective stuff in the parks. And
no, you don't.
Well, but it's, do you think it's because it's overshadowed? Because you did have the Great Mouse Detective, but then you had Little Mermaid, you had Aladdin, you had Lion King, all these that came right after it. And so it's just like, a forgotten one, would you say?
Yeah, and at the time it came out, the mouse of the rival studio kicked the trash
Pfeiffer
out of him.
Goes West.
No, just no. American Tale.
American Tale. Yeah. American Tale. And then it goes Pfeiffer Goes West, yeah.
Yeah, so it is kind of a forgotten Disney movie, but he is the mouse that saved Disney.
Yeah.
Not Mickey, Basil of Baker Street. But... To your question, I want to go watch The Incredibles now, but I want to watch one and two in sequence, like one right after each other, because
when you did that list, you said it's one big movie, and it's just a continuation of the first movie, and I bet you the flow would be just perfect if you put them all together.
Yeah. And it's not like the Christopher Nolan's Batman movies.
Mm-mm.
That's not just one continuous movie. No. It's one continuous story,
but not movie.
Yeah,
just like you said, it's those two are. Because, like, I watch both of them, and it's like, yeah, I could see Jake's point in that. Where it's, you had one, and then the second one comes in. It's like, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's just the same. They follow the same thing. They still have the fight with trying to be legit. Mm-hmm. And that sort of thing.
Well, you didn't think that they were going to do that.
Yeah.
Have you seen Incredibles 2 yet?
Yeah, I've seen it.
You didn't think they were going to do that at first because they were interviewing the kid.
Yeah.
And then they brought in that fight scene.
Yeah, the Underbiter.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Yeah.
Wally's a good movie.
And I love Wally.
No, I know, like, it. Like, to me, I'm not offended at it because I know you guys, Ryan's seen it sooner. You, I don't know when the last time you've seen it, but, like, it very much is.
It's a thinking movie.
Thinking mm-hmm. movie, and those are the movies that I definitely enjoy. And Wally, like, anytime it comes on, it's like, yeah, I could sit here and watch it. That's, like, the other movies on my top five I could be okay with ignoring. But Wally, it's like, I just can't ignore it.
Because I agree with you there.
Technology and all that stuff and
the
effect of it has on us. So it's just this weird thing about it. But yeah.
Good list, gentlemen.
Yes. We did great job, everybody. So please subscribe. Leave a comment. Maybe leave your favorite top movie. It would be great. We'd love to hear it. And then we'll respond. And so thank you so much. And do you guys have any last words?
Yeah. Please subscribe. Get your friends to subscribe.
Yes. Please spread the word. We're getting there. We want to get more.
We're a new, new station. So please help us grow.
Yes. Yes. Please.
Any feedback helps too.
Oh yeah. Tons of feedback needs. We love to have feedback.
Just be nice.
Well, yeah, be constructive about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please do that. Please.
I know we're sound whiny, but...
Well, we don't need to be told that we should die.
Opinions, folks. It doesn't matter what we think. This is just what we think.
We just want to entertain and get better.
Yeah, opinions are like dirty diapers. They need to be changed once in a while. Sorry. It's just going to my head.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Says the man who doesn't have any kids.
Yeah.
You've changed a few diapers, though.
I've changed a couple.
There's like 50,000 people in your family, so.
Very much so. Very much so. Well, anyways, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Thanks. And we will be back soon and talking about other things. So, thanks. Please subscribe once again. Leave a comment. All right. Bye.